This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
C-Dot, what was your favorite Cinderella team in the NCAA tournament? Mine was Florida Gulf Coast, a.k.a. Dunk City. I remember there was this small university out of the Midwest, hailing from a small town somewhere in northern Iowa. And they were going up against an absolute juggernaut. You know, they were going up against guys whose names are in the rafters in one of the most iconic basketball gyms in America. No one gave them a chance to win. No one believed in them. But you know what? Through grit, heart, integrity, playing the game the right way, in what was basically a road game, they defied the odds and advanced that day in the NCAA tournament. That's my favorite Cinderella team. Yeah, you might throw out a George Mason that made the Final Four. Remember when they beat that UConn team that had Marcus Williams on their team? That George Mason team was one of the early Cinderellas that made a deep run in this tournament. But I'm always going to hold a very special place in my heart for that school that was located somewhere in northern Iowa that accomplished what no one thought they could accomplish. And they knocked out the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. Rob, that's why we watch. That's what makes the tournament so special. That's why they call it madness. It's teams like that school from somewhere in northern Iowa that they could go and knock off a blue blood with a Hall of Fame coach and legendary players. Nobody believed. That's the true definition of a Cinderella.
Why? Just why? There was we've had two 16 seeds win games. We had a 15 seed in the Elite Eight 1 year. Why?
I thought the question was, what's your favorite? That's my favorite. Why do I can't pick your favorite. I can only pick my own. That's my favorite Cinderella, is that team that I'm talking about. You're allowed to pick your own. Do you have one? Would you like to add to the discussion? Don't try to knock down my pick. We didn't get your pick. Who's your pick?
St. Peter's. St. Peter's was the actual best story.
It's okay.
They beat Kentucky.
I don't remember
who had
that.
The National Player of the Year in Oscar Tshiebwe. There's a throwback name. Their best player was some little white kid with a mustache whose name escapes me. And their coach then got hired to Seton Hall. They were in the Elite Eight, and they played North Carolina longer than the 15 seeds they ever made. They were the Peacocks. We all had Peacock pride. That gif from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was everywhere on social media.
I don't remember
St. Peter's
that, actually.
Was doing that.
It
was a magic time. You know what happened that year? It was a 2022 tournament. You know how it finished? I actually like the finish of that Cinderella story the best.
That's actually one of my least favorite finishes to the NCAA tournament. I've actually forgotten how that tournament ended. What happened at the end?
Armando Bacot beat Cinderella, and then he got what was coming 2 games later.
I don't even remember that. That's wild. That's wild. I really forgot that happened. You know, sometimes you just forget that things happen, you know? You just forget. No, that's one that I just forgot.
Do you know what? Well, I'm thinking about another 15 I liked. A couple years ago, Princeton, they made a really impressive run to the Sweet 16.
Shout out to them.
They housed some SEC school by like a 50 ball in the second round.
Real student athletes is what they have.
They were definitely playing for the name on the front.
That's what we support. We support real student athletes on this show. That's what.
There was no NIL money going to those Princeton kids. I'll tell you that.
No, they get a different kind of NIL money. They got internships lined up at Google. That's what they got lined up.
They were getting paid the same amount, but it wasn't a hoop. I'll tell you.
They got.
Bring your TI. 84 plus, and they were dominating.
Yeah, they got something completely different going on. All right, we got one more region left. It's actually the West region. Missouri is in it. Kansas is in it. Arkansas is in it. This is a fun local region. Hit it, Rob.
Carrington is the most fascinating region for the local schools. Let's just put Missouri to the side because you're most interested in the Missouri game in the first round.
No, I'm perfectly fine with doing that. The game that I'm most interested in that doesn't include Missouri is Maryland versus Grand Canyon. I think the tie-in Grant Foster kid that went to Slagle, who started his career at KU and then transferred, I think he could single-handedly win Grand Canyon a game in this year's NCAA tournament. This is their third time going it. They won a game last year in the NCAA tournament. They play a very fun, up-and-down style of basketball. Yeah, my favorite game outside of Missouri is Maryland-Grand Canyon. And I gave you guys a stat. In four of the last six NCAA tournaments, a 13 seed is one. The odds suggest that one of these 13 seeds is winning in round one of the NCAA tournament.
I'll also stay away from the Mizzou game. We've talked a lot about the Mizzou game, and we'll talk more tomorrow about the Mizzou game because it's one of the local games. That game's just fascinating for pace. I'm really interested in Colorado State-Memphis. I don't understand Memphis at all. Why are they a 5 seed? Why are they a 5 seed, and why is Gonzaga an 8? It makes no sense to me. What has Gonzaga done? What has Memphis done this season to earn a 5? They are actually the betting underdog in their game against the 12 seed Colorado State. But I don't know if you've seen how the Mountain West has fared in the Big Dance recently. It's bad. But that Memphis Colorado State game is fascinating to me because I could see a scenario where it's a 12 and a 13 in the second round, or I could see the two powers dominating. Memphis Colorado State is very interesting to me.
Somebody on the text line asks, is Sister Jean still alive? Yes, Sister Jean is still alive. Listen to this, Rob. How old do you think Sister Jean is?
At least 100. I'm not trying to be mean. I think she's legitimately 100 years old.
Jean Dolores Smith was born August 21st, 1919. This woman is 105 years old. Yes, she is still alive. She was born in San Francisco, California. I've learned so much about her. I'm sitting here, I'm like doing a quick read on her. She considered becoming a nun when she was in third grade. Sister G might have been a tattletale then.
How many third grades? If we went to, what's the closest elementary school?
That's what I'm saying. You might have been a tattletale. If you're telling me in third, fourth grade, you knew you wanted to be a nun, hey, you can't sit at our lunch table. You would definitely tell on us.
That's definitely a 1920s life goal. I don't think if we went to the local elementary schools, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up, kids? You might get
the hall monitor is what you want to be.
Astronaut, fireman, police officer. No one's going to be like, none. Sign me up for that. Now there's nothing wrong with that profession, but I don't think third graders are fired up for it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because she was the hall monitor back in the day.
All right, Carrington, back to the NCAA tournament. Let's talk now about who is a sleeper in the West region that could come out and make a run to the Final Four?
I'm not looking for you. Don't ask me that question.
I'm looking for.
Don't ask me that question because you know who I'm going to say.
Off the beaten path, a team that you don't see coming.
You know who I'm going to say could be the sleeper in this region.
Kansas?
Are there good teams in the NCAA tournament? Is the tournament happening at Allen Fieldhouse? Because if the tournament is moved to Allen Fieldhouse, yes, KU has a chance. They have a chance of going on a little bit of a run. All right, I will remove my bias for this question, and I will say Maryland. Maryland or Memphis, I think, have a chance. There is a chance that we have potentially overvalued Florida, and Florida is the first one seed to lose. They lose in the round of Sweet 16. They lose to Memphis or Maryland. So I will say one of those two teams is a sleeper. Other than, I mean, there is a pathway for Missouri. There is a pathway. They play Drake. They can run Drake. I don't want to say off the floor, but Drake is not able to keep up with the pace. They play Texas Tech. they play one of the more exciting games of the tournament in which Missouri wins like 92-88. Would not be surprised if at any point this season at a neutral site, Missouri beat Texas Tech or vice versa. And then potentially in the round of 16, they could play Kansas, Arkansas, St. John's, or Omaha. They've already beat one of those, two of those teams this year they've already beaten, and St. John's can't score. There is a path for Missouri to make a little bit of a run. Now, knowing that, Missouri can't stop anybody. They can't stop anybody.
I was about to say, that scoring bonanza against Tech, they're giving up more than 89 in that game.
Yeah, I mean, that might be a 105-104 barn burner when those two teams go up against each other. No, Missouri's probably not going on a run, but the path is certainly there for Missouri or Tech to go on a run.
Let me put on my Big J journalism hat here for a minute and not take Kansas, because I can play the same game with Kansas. Hey, they're senior laden. They figure it out. They're healthy. I can play the same game. The answer for a sleeper is Tech.
Hold on. Hold on. You can't play the same game. Missouri has beat real teams away from home. You guys
Kansas
haven't
beat Duke and Michigan State away from home.
Last, you guys haven't. In November? We're counting November wins now? It's the middle of March.
It was this college basketball season. Those things occurred.
KU's best wins happened before Thanksgiving. Don't talk to me about those wins anymore. Missouri in conference went on the road and beat Florida. Missouri in conference went on the road and beat Mississippi State.
The Chiefs hadn't played the Super Bowl when that game happened. I don't think the Chiefs have played the Texans yet, and you're talking to me about the Florida-Missouri game? It's the same throwback.
Okay, one's from January, one's from November. One was in conference play. One, Cooper Flagg was playing in his fourth college game.
Yeah, the National Player of the Year without
Cooper Flagg. Actually, in hindsight, Cooper Flagg, he was 17 when you guys played him.
It's also worth noting that Hunter Dickinson didn't play in that game because he kicked the dude in the face. That's what happened. There's no way to say it differently. He kicked the guy in the face and didn't play. The actual answer for sleeper is Texas Tech. Scoring the basketball matters in March because the anti-college basketball people are going to, you know how it's going to be on the internet. You know, there's going to be one game where kids are just brick city and the people are going to be like, oh, this is March. It's unwatchable. Texas Tech can score the basketball and JT Toppin is a matchup nightmare if it's a second round game with Missouri. And if they get St. John's in Sweet 16, you know what Tech can do? Score. You know what St. John's can't do? Score. I don't know they're a Final Four team, but Texas Tech has all the makings of an actual sleeper.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, Carrington, time for you to answer the big question. Double-digit seed in the West region that can make a run. Now, earlier, if we flash back a week ago,
Arkansas.
There was big talk about the team that won the Valley. Are you going to stick with that pick as a double-digit seed that can make a run?
No, I'm not. I'm not sticking with that pick. And you know why I'm not sticking with that pick. Yes, if Drake was playing any other six seed, I would be picking them to win. I'm not saying that Drake can't win. Drake can absolutely win. But you know why I'm not making them my sleeper. So if I have to pick somebody else, I'll pick Grand Canyon. That'll be my team that I'll pick. I'll pick Grand Canyon.
Love that pick. I'll stick with that idea of having a local kid on my sleep on my double-digit seed. I'll take Drake.
Okay.
I support local basketball. Liberty's finest. As I've always said, Liberty produces the best basketball players. Bennett Sturt's going to hoop tomorrow.
Here you go.
Cam Manewu, friend of the show. He can come back on whenever.
It's Man Yao.
Doesn't matter. He can come on whenever he wants.
Pronounce the young man's name correctly.
Pride of Staley, he will be hooping. Ben McCollum, I don't know if you know this. He coached at Northwest Missouri State before
I didn't know that.
He went to Drake. It's under the radar.
Why can't you pick Colorado State? Their point guard's from Kansas City. Their point guard went to Staley.
Yeah,
why can't you just pick another double-digit seed?
They only have one. I need at least two on the roster.
Here you go.
That's how that's going to work.
I need two on the roster anymore.
Two on the roster is the key. I actually think the Drake-Missouri game is the most interesting game in the NCAA tournament because of how slow Drake plays. Like, if you are listening to the show and you've never seen Drake play, do not expect a barn burner. They're going to dribble up, and it's going to be four corners basketball, baby. They are slow. All right, Carrington, in the West region, who's your Final Four pick?
Missouri. Let's turn the music down. You thought I was going to pick somebody else? Come on now. That's what you thought I was going to do? You thought I was going to come in here and be like, oh, Maryland. I don't care what I said earlier that I'd like Houston and Florida to pick to win the national championship. They're in Missouri's region. I ain't picking them. And Missouri's matched up decent against Florida this year, too. At least acknowledge they've matched up decent against Florida. They beat them once, and they were doing okay without Mark Mitchell until the end of the game, and then they weren't doing fine.
I was actually impressed in the SEC tournament that despite no Mark Mitchell, they hung around Florida as long as they did.
Yeah, I think the national championship game is going to be Florida against Auburn. So I'll be serious now. I think that's the national championship. I think those are the two best teams in the country. Florida, Houston.
You know what I know what I'm selling stock on? St. John's. I don't get it with St. John's. Rick Pitino is a no name and they're New York's team, but man, the Big East stinks. I mean this seriously. You have talked about how the ACC is down. Look up who's in the Big East. It is a who's who of riffraff.
See, you call me a hater. You've been looking for reasons to discredit St. John's for 3 weeks. You've been looking on reasons to pick against them.
If we're going to do this, if we're going to talk about St. John's.
And that's fine, but you've been looking for reasons to not pick St. John's.
Let's look at St. John's non-con. It's riddled with losses to Georgia, who's just okay. I'm not impressed that you really gave it to Butler in the Big East tournament. Who cares? The ACC stinks and the Big East stinks. It's not college basketball that me and you grew up with. Those were prominent powers. Now they're just mediocrity. I mean, the next best Big East team in the tournament is who? Creighton as an 8 seed?
Yeah, probably
Creighton. UConn as a 9 seed or an 8 seed? That conference stinks. And they don't score and they don't shoot threes. Cool. They beat Marquette.
Rob, you know what you're doing? I know you're not going to acknowledge this.
They'll beat Kansas, but that doesn't mean anything.
I know, but you know what you're doing? You're doing the same thing that I'm doing with Missouri. Now, once you see the bracket, you're trying to talk yourself into Kansas figuring it out. Even though I've sat here with you every day and you've told me how you can't wait for this season to end for Kansas. Now that you've seen the bracket, you're starting to dream a little bit. Go ahead and admit it. You're starting to talk yourself into Kansas making a run in the NCAA tournament. Even though I know for a fact you have sat in person and saw KU lose at least 4 times this season.
Oh, I've seen them lose a lot.
You've seen them in person. You are now talking yourself into them doing something this March. Just go ahead and come clean with it. I can admit that's what I'm doing with Missouri. I can admit the team that I don't think can guard anybody at this point.
Does having my team make the second weekend count as dreaming a dream? Because, yes, I am doing that then.
I know you, Rob. If they beat St. John's and they get to the second weekend, you will absolutely. They would then play Texas Tech. A team they've already played twice. Then you would be like, oh, well, you know.
They only played Tech once, and they lost at home.
Oh, yeah, they did lose that. Okay, I thought they played them again in the Big 12 tournament. They lost to Arizona, my bad. It's hard to keep up with teams they've lost to. They lost to so many different teams this season. It's hard to keep it all in line with what teams that have beaten Kansas this year. They've been like an old rug. Everybody's been beating them this year, just taking turns, pounding on this KU team this season. They're embarrassing.
I will say, I am starting to dream a dream a little. Because
I know, I can tell you are.
I just don't think St. John, everyone's high on St. John. I'm the only person who's down on St. John's because they're just okay. And Rick Pitino's a scumbag. A lot of people are talking about I'm so happy Rick's back in the tournament. Why? He's a scumbag.